You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
Brian Bieniemy, what is the longest you have gone running continuously without stopping for a breather?
Probably from my front door to the mailbox.
Jimmy Johnson, NASCAR driver. You know him, Boston Marathons today. Yeah. 3 hours, 9 minutes, 7 seconds.
Well, congrats to Jimmy. Glad to see he's still trying to
I can't even 3 hours.
No, I'm good.
Who does that? I'm good. I don't get it.
Gus, don't you ever want to challenge yourself physically?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm good. I'll pass.
Any beers can I open without getting a blister in my finger? You know what I'm saying?
That's more of an exercise
I'd
like
to participate
in. Yeah.
Gus Kattengill, Brian Bieniemy joining us in studio today. It's been a while since I've seen you.
Yeah, man.
It's been nice. We've touched on a lot, of course. Tiger Woods winning the Masters. 14 years. Hard to believe that. He was asked yesterday, are you back?
Yeah, I do, because I just did it, you know? I was able to play some of my best golf over the last, basically, I think the last 3 days. And the first day was a little bit here and there, but the last 3 days, I really played well.
There it is. Also, of course, the NBA playoffs are underway. Are you ready to do a little NBA playoffs? We haven't really talked a little bit about it, so here we go. That makes me feel a lot better. Let's start on Saturday, Nets and 76ers. You heard it here on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
What did I say, Brian, so I can pat myself on the back? What did I say about this?
You said that the 76ers would lose.
I said there better be, you better be, when I watch it, Brooklyn, nice young team. One of the reasons I think, Brian, a lot of people like Langdon as a possible GM at the time, and maybe still might be the GM. Who knows? Depends.
I think they're still opening a chance.
Yeah. Point is, a lot of young players there in team. And look, I know Joel Embiid's getting a lot of the business end right now for the loss, 111-102. He's been dealing with injuries. He can't really practice. He looked winded out there.
Yeah.
The team just looks a little dysfunctional. And look, I wouldn't say the band-aid. You do this process to where you try to build young players together. Yeah. And then the Jimmy Butler thing,
it just came from nowhere.
Yeah, I just, and then look, Ben Simmons,
He won't shoot from outside. He just won't. He doesn't even try.
Don't do it.
He's self-check. I mean, basically, that's what we always call him. He's self-check. You can basically just say, oh, you want to stand on the three-point line? Cool. You're not going to drive in.
It's pretty incredible when you look at it. Yeah. And then they were booing him.
Yeah.
And then Ben Simmons, after the game, to Philly fans, if you want to boo, then you stay on that side and don't.
He doesn't get it.
Let's see. How do we say this? You're not going to win against the Philly fans.
No, in case you hadn't noticed.
What a reason you like Carson Wentz and Foles. When you come across as one of their own,
they embrace you. Yeah. Allen Iverson is beloved in Philadelphia. Yeah.
When you go against them.
Oh, they will run you out of town. They will run you out of town.
I have no idea what Ben Simmons, when he thought that was going to be a good thing to say
they
afterwards.
They booed Santa, bro. They're not going to cheer you.
Exactly. A must-win game for them tonight?
I think so.
Nets at Sixers game two?
I think so. I think it's definitely a must-win simply because Brooklyn now, they aren't afraid of the 76ers. I don't think anybody in the East is because they realize the dysfunction and Embiid can't stay healthy enough and there's a way to beat Philadelphia. You pull Embiid from under the basket and you stop basically Ben Simmons from driving to the hole.
It'll be interesting to see how much they press Philly. Because right now, what do you do in the playoff series? You got to take one on the road, right?
Correct.
So Brooklyn's done their job.
I hope they don't have that mentality, though. Because if they come out there saying, oh, we already got one.
No, I hear you.
Be trouble.
But that's what I'm talking about. Whereas on Philly, now I'm
pressed. The pressure's on.
You cannot go down 0-2.
Oh, no, you can't. No question.
No doubt. Also, in game two on Saturday, it was the Magic and Raptors. Look, I said on Friday, I thought it was a nice story that Orlando got in. Toronto's incredibly talented. They lose 104-101. DJ Augustine, Brother Martin's own, by the way. NOLA product, draining the three, top of the key to win it.
I think the problem with the Toronto Raptors is every time the calendar hits April, Kyle Lowry goes missing. And that is going to be an issue that continuously happens.
Did you see the gifs and the gifs?
I mean, that's
him on the
insane.
Milk carton.
I don't understand what happens to him during the playoffs, but for some reason, it's mental and it's a meltdown. And of course, I also think the idea that I think Serge Ibaka should have been out there to close out on DJ Augustine instead of them having who they had out there.
Yeah, no doubt. Game 3 featured the Clippers and Warriors, 121-104. Boogie was a little too involved, I thought, early on in the game. Yeah. Kind of made that game like that. Look, at the end of the day, talent is talent. But again, to me, the storyline out of this was Durantula getting, you know, bounced out of this. Yeah, you know, you mentioned Beverly for the Clippers as well. But I don't understand this villain aspect that Kevin wants to be. Wants to be like, it's almost like someone trying to get street cred. Does that make any sense?
He's trying to be a tough guy.
Right?
Yeah. That's not who
like,
you are, bro.
I'm not misrepresenting that,
no,
huh? Like,
not at all.
What are you doing?
I honestly think he's basically trying to build a tough guy image, but everybody knows you're not a tough guy, so you're basically just, you know, you're a dog chasing a car. What happens when the car stops and you're sitting there and now you're just barking for no reason?
Right? Like, he's high-fiving, walking off the, you just got ejected from a playoff game.
I will say this, Pat Beverly does have a history and a reputation of getting under people's skin, and Kevin Durant is a thin-skinned dude, so I mean, I think that was gonna happen either way.
Yeah, there's no doubt, he is that way, and again, I just
don't get KD, man.
If all of this doesn't go into play when you start thinking of trades and teams that are deciding to pass on Zion, do I want to bring in these high-priced athletes that they're a little weak right now mentally? But let's be honest, they have to have everything go their way.
I think they are way too spoiled these days, and they're used to everybody praising them. And the minute that you say one thing that sounds like it's criticism, they implode.
I want to say I'm surprised, and I guess it's my fault. I shouldn't be, right? Final game on Saturday was Spurs and Nuggets, 101-96. Popovich takes game one. I know. Why am I still surprised that Popovich can do this?
I don't know. Because if anything, I think I picked myself. I said, you can't count out the Spurs. If there's an upset in round one,
right,
it's the Spurs beating Denver. Right. That's the only one I could see. And of course, it's because of Popovich. That man
is the
greatest
coach
we've ever seen.
Denver's the 2 seed.
Correct.
Yeah.
But Popovich is Popovich. And he's going up against a former assistant in Mike Malone, but he's Pop.
Marcus Aldridge looked like back in the day, man, draining
off
the elbow jumpers.
For him, I don't think he can play with another superstar. I think he has to be a superstar. And I think DeMar DeRozan isn't, you know, exactly a superstar.
No, I know what you're saying.
So I think LaMarcus Aldridge thrives in that.
Sunday game one was Pacers and Celtics, 74-84, Boston won. There's just still, I watched that team, they just don't look the same like they did last year in Boston.
No, I think the cohesiveness that is all over the place. I think Brad Stevens is trying too hard to integrate Gordon Hayward into the system, and I think he should just play a little more like he did. I think not having Marcus Smart hurts them, but it helps them because it allows Terry Rozier to kind of find himself again.
I am surprised by game two. Portland, 104, Oklahoma City, 99. How much pressure do you think is on OKC? Or is it more on Portland to get out of that first round and get bounced?
I think it's equal. I think it's 50-50 on both sides. I think Portland, you know, they won a game, which is great for them because last year we saw the Pelicans sweep them, and I think it was good for them to finally get a win. And I think for OKC, they just have to figure it out, man. I mean, Portland doesn't even have, Jokic? Goodness, I can't think of a guy's name. One of those Nokic, Jokic, Leftwich, whatever. Byron Leftwich, I don't care. Whatever his name is, he's not there right now. And now they have Enes Kanter, who's a former, you know, Oklahoma City Thunder guy.
Right.
He actually stepped up and was big. I think Steven Adams has to kind of combat that.
Detroit at Milwaukee, Bucks 121, Pistons 82. It was what I thought it'd be.
Oh, yeah, it was a blow.
Hey, enjoy the shirt. Enjoy, you know, your home games where it's the playoffs, a couple extra games for Detroit. But, look, you're seeing that Milwaukee is a legit title contender. Of all the games I watched over the weekend, we even caught highlights and stuff. They look the most impressive.
Correct.
It's about health with Giannis, man. He's been dealing with that ankle injury on and off. He wanted to play through it. I admire his just attitude where he's like, look, man, I don't want to miss games. No, but and look, he's not shying from it, and he's, I think, embracing this moment and that team. But again, it goes back to Budenheiser.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say this. If I'm a betting man, and I am, I think Milwaukee's going to come out of the East. And I think Golden State's going to come out of the West, and I would love to see that matchup because it's basically two teams or two positions that have revolutionized the sport. You got Steph Curry and his long ball. The guy can see now. He was doing all that blind, by the way.
Yeah.
And now you have Giannis on the other side, who's just an absolute freak, who's, you know, 6'10", can handle the ball like a guard and jumps out of the gym. I want to see that matchup.
I know yesterday you look at the Jazz and the Rockets, 122-90. Look, James Harden, everyone's assumed that he's going to win the MVP again for the second straight year. Here's the thing. I still say that team goes how Chris Paul goes. He looked fresh yesterday. He looked quick. He was making some nice moves and decision. I said it when he was here. I got over the, you know, CP me thing, and I was rooting for him yesterday. Last year, rather. I think as they go as far as he takes them.
This is my thing with CP3 and the Rockets in general, because they also have James Harden. What happens when it counts?
Yeah.
Because that's what we've seen the Rockets do. Well, they're always
two.
There.
Round two could be always possible there. Against the Warriors.
Correct. But it's always we're right here on the cusp, and then we fall flat. Last year it was, how do you go 0-27 from the 3-point line when you're a 3-point shooting team? I don't get it. And you did it without Chris Paul. I get that. But for some strange reason, they always seem to choke when it counts the most. That's why I can't put my full faith in the Rockets.
The other game tonight is Clippers and Warriors. We both agree must win for the 76ers and for the Warriors. Kind of maybe don't let off the gas here. Kind of feel if the Clippers can get a win here, it might be able to make it a tougher series. I think if I'm Golden State, I need to make sure I go up 2-0.
I think this is the game we see Golden State basically just put their foot on the necks of the Clippers and just kind of step over them.
You said before we go to break, no on James Harden as MVP. Who is your MVP this year?
Giannis.
Yeah.
Giannis.
I agree.
I mean, the dude, it, just like James Harden gets a lot of credit for the, you know, the streak that he had, I think Giannis doesn't get enough credit because he did do a lot of the winning without some of his key guys. Brogdon was out for a while. You had Nico out. So, I mean, you know, Bledsoe missed some time. So I think Giannis basically, he's the truth, man. I want to see him get it.
I understand what Mike D'Antoni has said in the last week, that nobody could carry and put a team on his back like Harden has for the Rockets and how they're constructed. He's absolutely correct.
No question.
That said, I do look, they're not the top seed in the West this year like they were last year when he won it.
Right.
Giannis did put the Bucks as the top seed by a few games in the East, and he has elevated himself into an MVP candidate.
Not to mention that, but head to head, Giannis and the Bucks beat the Rockets and James Harden.
What I'm just saying. Look, I get what Harden's done in the streak of 40, 50 point games. I hear you.
Yeah.
The way that team's constructed, he has to do that.
I saw Jeremy Lin put up big numbers in D'Antoni's system too.
Right. Just to me, when you elevate yourself and your team to the top spot in a conference and are the favorite to me to come out of the East, when no one thought like you like that.
Everybody said it was Boston's to
lose. Once again, what happened after they won a home playoff game last year in Milwaukee for Giannis? He didn't get served at a Mexican restaurant.
I mean, they basically told him, oh, you're here? Okay, cool.
We'll see you in 45 minutes. Right. Which, again, I think cool for him to be like, hey, I'm just like anyone else. But the guy couldn't get anything to eat afterwards.
Yeah, that was crazy.
You know what I'm saying? But my point is he wasn't that recognized. Like, you know, right now, Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara come at the end of a noon kickoff game. You're probably going to go, yeah, you're good. You can take my spot.
Yeah, no question. Yeah,
that's my
not
point.
Only are you good, you can take my spot. It's on me.
Yeah, exactly.
Not millionaires, but it's on me.
That's my point. He's the franchise player. Yeah. No one bumped him up.
That's
all I'm just saying. It's crazy.
That's insanity. I mean, you kind of notice a 6'10 dude walking around that kind of looks like he plays ball.
Right.
I mean, not too many of those just walking around here.
He's incredible.
Oh, man, I love his mentality.
The game. It really is true. We'll take a quick break. Robert Emmett, Golf Tech, will join us to go over the round yesterday from Tiger Woods and how he wound up winning his 15th major overall. First in 11 years, the first Masters in 14 seasons. Robert Emmett. Golf Tech would join us next as you're listening to the Sports Hangover. Brian Bieniemy in here with us today. Gus Kattengill with you as well on this gorgeous Monday, April 15th.
Get out there.
The Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Thursdays have lunch with the Sports Hangover at our ESPN Lunch Club as we're live at Vinny's in Metairie, 3217 Ridgelake Drive. Each and every Thursday, we'll do the show live from Vinny's where you can enjoy delicious fresh wraps, burgers, and more. Vinny's is also home to the best happy hour in town, 3 to 7 p.m. every day. And that happy hour includes signature cocktails. Stop in this and every Thursday at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie for the Sports Hangover, 12 to 3 p.m. on ESPN New Orleans.
Golf is a four-letter word. And at Golf Tech, that four-letter word is sale. Sale. Right now, our swing evaluation and club fitting are both on sale for only $95 each. So, get your game on with stroke-saving lessons and perfectly fitted clubs at Golf Tech. Find your nearest Golf Tech at golftec.com. Visit golftec.com.
Swing better. Play better. Golf Tech.
Hi, I'm Lindy LaRue with Donlin Construction. Are you thinking about starting a new project? Well, if you have an idea, we'll make it happen. Donlin Construction, a state-licensed contractor, offers many services from site work, concrete paving and foundations, to customized office buildings and warehouses. Whatever service you require, Donlin Construction will make it happen. Just call 985-798-7788. Donlin Construction.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back. 800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime in. Robert's going to join us here in a quick second. You know, one of the things that we're looking at here with the playoffs... One of the things, Brian, that I was asking you, or that I said on Friday, is I'm keeping an eye on the Celtics because of trade situations, yes. Right? I mean, like, if they get bounced in the first, they don't look well. You know, does it prevent you from keeping Kyrie Irving? Then do you do, you know, Jason Tatum in the trade? Is there a series that you're keeping an eye on because you think it may affect what the Pels do in the future?
I think if we're talking about the Eastern Conference, because that's if I'm the Pelicans, that's where I really want him to go. I do think it's the Boston series, but I also think it's Milwaukee as well, because they have a lot of young pieces. And can you imagine Anthony Davis and Giannis? You also put Anthony Davis in the Midwest, right there in Milwaukee. He's, you know, not too far from his hometown of Chicago. I think that's also a series, because if Giannis and the Bucks get close and they feel like we'll even take AD on a 1 year rental, and you can give up a Chris Middleton or maybe a Michael Brogdon. I don't necessarily know if Bledsoe would be included, but if you can give up a couple of young pieces, which is exactly what David Griffin said he wanted,
right,
it could be interesting.
All right, let me ask you this. Do the personalities match?
AD and Giannis, no. But from a Giannis perspective, no, because Giannis is an alpha dog. From an AD's perspective, he seems to want to play the role of Robin and not Batman. And I think when AD got Boogie, you kind of saw him take a step back mm-hmm. and make it as if it was Boogie's team. I think that's why AD wants to go play with LeBron. He doesn't want the pressure of being the number one guy. And I'm actually surprised, because maybe that's his personality, but he has the talent to be everything you want him to be. I don't think he wants that part of it.
You know, I think one of the things that kind of stands out to me, like I said, in that aspect of it, David Griffin can go in a lot of different directions here.
Indeed.
Okay? I think AD is a piece that can dangle, that can try to get some guys in there. I just think the overwhelming factor to me, and Drew Holiday's kind of almost ushered in that direction, right? You have a guy that's pretty good, one of the best two-way players in the NBA.
Indeed he is.
And says, I want to be here, I want to lead, I want to be the guy. So to me, you're building around him to an extent. And what I mean by that is, you need to put some players in that locker room that can mesh with a guy that wants to be the leader and do those different things and is ready, saying, look, you're going to come in here, you're going to bust it, we're going to play this certain way.
Yes.
And as far as coach goes, I don't know if a lot of Pels fans want to go in that direction, but Alvin Gentry did work with David Griffin in the past.
I actually think Gentry is safe this
year. I think it would not surprise me at all if Alvin Gentry is back.
I think Alvin's speech at the end of the season in which we're going to be back and we're going to make the playoffs next year, I think he said that too confidently for a guy that thinks he's going anywhere, and it would not surprise me because he's such a guy that's well-liked within the organization. If that, I don't know if Gail Benson, hey boo, I don't know if she necessarily well, is going to be one of those, okay, you have full autonomy, except when it comes to Gentry. I think she may want to say, you know what, well, just keep him one more year, then you can do whatever you need to.
I think one of the things that it's going to be interesting to kind of look at and see how he goes in this direction could also be in terms of where you go with the lottery. So what I wanted to touch on here in the bottom of the hour, I think Robert's still during the golf lesson, so we'll just continue to speak here.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I'm looking at is, let's just say top four. Let's say the Pels can get into the top four, right?
Yes.
Then what kind of – Drew is here. Everyone else is negotiable depending on where I go. Like, I'm going to fill out the rest of this Pelicans roster that's currently on the roster
mm-hmm.
based on what I get in my lottery and what I get in the Anthony Davis trade.
Yes.
Then I decide who stays and who goes that's currently on the Pelicans roster. Would yes. you agree with that?
I agree.
Okay. So right now, if I wrote on a sheet of paper, the New Orleans Pelicans for 2019-2020 consist of Drew Holiday and?
Yes.
Okay. So Drew Holiday is it. He's the only untouchable.
Yes, correct.
All right. So NBA draft out now has Zion Williamson, Ja Morant, R.J. Barrett, Rui Hachimura, right, from Gonzaga,
mm-hmm.
Kobe White, 5, Jarrett Culver, Keldon Johnson, DeAndre Hunter, 8, Jackson Hayes from Texas, 9, and then Cameron Reddish, 10. That's just your top 10 players. Now, the Pels are going into the draft lottery 7th.
Mm-hmm.
So you would imagine at the very worst it's 7.
Correct.
That's just, right, from what I gather and the way the lottery works, they can move down, but not like at the top 10. They're going to get a top 10 pick.
Yeah, no doubt. They've already got that. Yeah, right. They're solidified.
So you're looking at, let's just start with Reddish, who's 10, right? So let's start here.
Mm-hmm.
I have a shooting guard. Now, yes. I get he likes to, he can handle the ball like he did in the Portland series, do game-winning shots. But I'm talking a true point. Could be available.
Correct.
You see some small forwards, some centers, things like that. So you're David Griffin.
Mm-hmm.
Lottery will be the first thing you're going to find out and go.
Yes.
Okay? But what kind of player are you looking for in the lottery? Does it depend, obviously, where you are?
I think it does. I think if you end up with the number one pick, I think there's no question about it. You draft Zion. I think if you end up with a top four pick, that's when things get a little bit different and it's more interesting, because I think now you have an option to say, do I draft Ja Morant, Kobe White, or R.J. Barrett?
Mm-hmm.
I think if you can't go wrong with either of those guys, I love what Ja Morant does from a highlight perspective. He's 24-10. But for some reason, I can't get past the idea of Kobe White is 6'5",
and
a two-point guard. And can you imagine him on – and he's a defensive guy as well.
Yeah.
Him on the perimeter with Drew Holiday, you're not getting past those.
No.
Because you don't have a rim protector anymore.
And that's why I – even when you had him, what was the number one issue with this team? Perimeter defense.
Perimeter defense, correct.
And that's what I keep saying to me. I just love Kobe White's game. He's confident and smooth.
Mm-hmm.
The guy can give you some points if I need to. And again, I'm not, because I don't know what I'm getting with AD, the
correct.
Trade with AD.
Correct.
If I get a Tatum, even if I don't, let's start looking at, let's say Boston isn't my deal, mm-hmm. right? I mean, where am I going and what kind of players can I get? I think you can still get some guys that can do it if it's the Knicks.
I think the Knicks are my top.
What are some of the players pick? that you would want in the haul back from the Knicks?
I think you have to do Kevin Knox. I think he's number one. I question whether or not the Knicks will be willing to give up Dennis Smith Jr.
Right.
But I think those two are definitely two guys that you should ask for. And I think Mitchell Robinson, who went to Chalmette right here, and I think he's a rim protector type of guy who found himself towards the end of the year defensively.
Right.
Still doesn't have the offensive game you want, but you need a rim protector. But I think if you got Dennis Smith Jr. with Drew Holiday and you get Kevin Knox, who can play small forward, which is a position the Pelicans have suffered for
yes.
years, I think you have a nice core depending on what you want to do with Julius Randle, who will be a free agent, and right. you can decide afterwards.
And again, that's why I'm saying, you know, you get a Kobe White, then your point guard. I guess what I'm trying to get at is this. The most important position in the NBA.
Point guard.
If I can get him.
Yeah.
Or Ja.
Yeah.
Okay, who also showed he can just Correct. Do some ridiculous assistant dishes.
Correct.
And I like his attitude. Right?
No question. He's got a dog mentality okay. in him.
So I'm happy with either of those two.
Mm-hmm.
If I can get either of those two, and then whatever else I can get in the hole, I'm good. This is what I'm talking about when I say he can go in a handful of different directions. I keep saying we want the Knicks to win the lottery so you can trade one to try to get Zion.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean I still don't go there if they get the second or third pick.
Correct.
Okay?
Correct.
Because then I still have my pick at 7 or 6 or whatever.
Right.
So I can go get my guy. And no Ja and him and whoever else did I draft. And now I have a really young core that I can sort of build around Jrue Holiday. You know, I mean, there's a lot of different avenues. Like, I still think I'm calling the Knicks to try to trade.
Oh, no,
I still do.
No doubt about that. I think the Knicks are
because, like you said, I can get a small forward immediately.
Something you haven't had.
If I can draft a point guard, I got a shooting guard. Now I'm just trying to fill a couple pieces. And you got some guys on your team that you can come back and you can build around. I don't know if it's Kenrich Williams or... You know, like you said, Randall Okafor looks like a guy you might want to keep. Because, look, we keep thinking starting five. One of the reasons the Warriors are so good, and you saw it again in game one, when they go to their bench.
Their depth.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, so there's nothing wrong in doing that, which is why I say you can still bring back Elfrid Payton and things of that nature, you know? But
I definitely think Elfrid is a keeper. I think you want to bring him back. I think because he is a guy that if he comes off the bench, he doesn't harm you. And if you have to have him start, he can do that as well. And he's also a defensive guy along the perimeter as well, which is something Jrue Holiday needs because he can't be the only guy that's out there trying to guard the best player from the other team. Because 9 times out of 10, you don't have a small forward, meaning that Jrue has to guard, like he had to guard Kevin Durant. That's unfair to Jrue that you have to put him, your best wing player, on Kevin Durant. That's unfair. So I think the Pelicans need some more size. They need some more guys who are willing to defend on the perimeter. And I think that's why you want to see what you can get from Anthony Davis. But small forward should be one of the things you ask for.
Yeah.
No matter who it is, New York, Boston, whomever you trade with, you got to try to get a small forward because the Pelicans haven't had one since God knows how long.
Yeah. This is what's exciting about it. It's like you can go in a lot of different directions. And look, I wouldn't be surprised if there isn't a team that we're not really thinking of that could really kind of get into that mix. Here as well, you keep saying the Clippers as a team that has some assets, has some draft picks, has some things of that nature. And again, one of the reasons I keep bringing up Boston, did Memphis move out of the 8? Who's 8?
Oh, goodness. That's a good
see.
Question.
I have it right here. Okay, because if that's the case, then...
Yeah, Memphis is 8.
Okay. If they would have moved out of 8, it would have been Boston's.
Correct.
So, because that's what you're looking at to see what kind of assets you can get back.
Correct.
You know?
Now Boston has 14, 20, and 22.
Yeah.
I don't think those are enough. I mean, you great. You got first-round picks, but it's not like the NFL.
Okay, what about this? You say that. Where's Naz Reid on that CBS one? Because Naz Reid on the NBA draft.net, they got him 23 going to Utah right after Boston. Boston has 2 picks before that. 3, actually. What I'm saying is, look, if – the worst I can get, because the lowest pick that Boston has is 22, right?
Correct.
If I can get a guy like Bol Bol or Naz Reid or something like that, because I need a big, dude, that's yes. not bad. CBS, I think Naz Reid in about 2 to 3 years is going to be much better than what you saw.
CBS doesn't even have Naz Reid on their draft board for the first round.
Okay. But that's what I'm getting at. You're talking about it's not like the NFL draft. 100% agree with you.
Yeah.
But what if I can get a few starting pieces? I have 3 first-round picks plus my lottery pick. That's 4. I can use that to then move up and go get maybe a guy that I feel is dominant. That's what I'm talking about.
I think that
there's so many ways you can go here. I mean, I can go David Griffin and be like, acquire as many picks as I can get.
Bingo.
And then call the number one team and go, I want Zion.
Correct. I think if you're David Griffin, no matter what you do,
well, you're trying to get Zion, no matter what.
I think
that's priority one.
I think the smart way to go in this is that even if you have to double and triple up on positions, acquire as much talent as possible. and let them sort it out.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, just, I mean, if you get four first round picks, you get four first round picks. Draft whoever you got to draft and let the players sort it out on the court.
Yeah.
And I think you do the same thing when you trade for Anthony Davis. You get whatever collection of talent you can get for him. And you let the guys figure it out. If you can get Jason Tatum
Boston would give us all three first round picks.
No,
but if you can ask for it.
Yeah, why not? I mean, here's the thing, and I'm not going to basically insult the intelligence of Danny Ainge, but he's been desperate for Anthony Davis for years. Mm-hmm. So I think he would be willing to give up the farm. I mean, the guy had a talk with Jason Tatum earlier in the year just to let him know.
Hey,
yeah, you might be out of here. And I think Jason Tatum from that point on embraced it, which is not something a lot of young guys would do.
Like I said, well, again, and you have a guy that wants to start his own brand and be the own face, you know, of something. So I look at it from that perspective, Ryan, where you can still have an opportunity to do so much. And this is what I mean. Do you go young in a mix of veterans, like Scott was saying? Do you go just all in young and do that? And again, that's maybe one of the reasons why you think Alvin Gentry could be safe on that. You got a coach that the organization trusts, has worked with this new person that's in charge of basketball. More importantly, gets along with Drew.
But very important.
And if you're staying with Drew, you know what I'm saying? I'm with you. The more I think about it, I think Alvin Gentry's coming back.
I think he is. I think he has one more year to kind of prove himself. And I think with the new collection of talent, I think Anthony Davis fell into the same trap as Alvin Gentry did. And the idea that every move that was made to pacify Anthony Davis.
Right.
You got a clean slate, brother. You got a clean slate, free mind. Let's go.
You can't disagree and argue not to see what you saw. This team played hard under Alvin Gentry.
I mean, they didn't give up.
No.
And the way he handled the Anthony Davis fiasco when it came out, I think he earned it.
Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans. Keep
on. Bailey's Tire Service is your one-stop shop auto repair center. Their goal is to satisfy customer needs that walk through the door with their selection of Cooper, Mastercraft, and Toyo tires. Bailey's Tire Service will treat your ride like their ride. So for auto repairs from oil changes, brake repairs, Bailey's Tire Service is your complete auto repair shop. Visit them online at baileystireservice.com or check them out on Facebook.
This summer, take the road trip to complete your baseball stadium bucket list.
And when you do, stay at La Quinta by Wyndham Hotel,
where you can now earn and redeem Wyndham Rewards points at La Quinta and thousands of other Wyndham Rewards properties worldwide.
Plus, free bright side breakfast and the free high-speed Wi-Fi so you can stay in the work zone while you're away.
Well, with perks like these, you're going gone.
Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you triumph.
Book direct at LQ.com.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Oh yeah, for over 65 years, Golden Motors has been your local Chevy Buick new car dealer. I'm sure you've seen us around supporting our local schools, charities, and organizations. That's just our way to say thanks to all of you for being there for us at Golden Motors. Looking for a new Chevy or Buick? Or looking for that new or pre-owned any make and model? Give us a call at 325-1000 or visit us on the World Wide Web at goldenmotors.com. Golden Motors, Chevy, find new roads.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
You know, you're into your hair.
I am.
Right?
I am.
Okay.
I like Kobe White's
hair. I was going to say, did you like, I mean, if we were drafted based on hair, where's Kobe White at?
I think he's definitely a top five pick based on hair alone.
Who's number one?
Oh, man, that's a good one. You know what? I like Ja. I like Ja's little look. I do. I like Ja's look. Zion.
Somebody forgot to tell Ja Morant he's not 6'7".
No, he doesn't know that.
280.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
Yeah.
He doesn't know. He's
I mean, in the first game that they played, some of the assists that he was making were just ridiculous. Like two-thirds quarter court pass for alley-oops. I mean,
Jerry West.
Yeah.
Pretty good name out there, right?
Uh-huh.
According to CBSSports.com, NBA legend Jerry West has reportedly told friends he believes Ja Morant is the best prospect in this draft. If Jerry West thinks that, and you can get him at, four.
Right.
I think he's
And I get it. CBS Sports say they respectfully disagree because of Zion. I think what West is saying is you can plug him in right now into the NBA and he'll work.
He'll work. Yeah. He doesn't have to develop.
Zion has to develop a better shot.
Correct.
Zion has to. First off, where are you playing him?
Yeah, I think that's the most important thing. He's a tweener.
So that's what Jerry West is saying. There is none of that with Ja Morant.
No. You know exactly what he is.
He can give you assists. He's going to bring a certain sense of leadership and quality to you, and he's ready to go right now, day one, game one.
I mean, for me, I know everybody loves Zion, and so do I. I think if you're a fan base like maybe the Phoenix Suns you're struggling, I think Zion is no question the pick that you should go with because he's going to put butts in the seats, which is important if you're in the NBA. But if I'm talking about basketball perspective, I'm picking a bunch of guys before I pick Zion. And I mean, I could name at least three of them right now I'm picking before I take Zion. And I'm talking about Ja Morant, Kobe White, and also DeAndre Hunter. I'm taking those three.
Dude, DeAndre Hunter helped himself a lot.
Oh, no question. No question. I mean,
knocking down the three to go to overtime?
That was big.
When do we say that Jordan started? Here in the dome.
Yeah, when he hit
knocking down the jumper for North Carolina, right?
Yeah.
That you saw he didn't shot from that moment. Give it to him.
No. And from what I'm seeing here, even reading the
draft
analysis,
they
got him going five to the Atlanta Hawks, which is not a bad thing if you're the Hawks. He shot 43% from three.
That's incredible.
Yeah, this is a three-point league that we're in now.
Yeah, no.
I'm honestly serious when I say
this. He's darn near automatic from three.
Correct.
Yeah.
I think the NBA is going to go to a four-point shot within the next few years.
You think a four-point shot?
I think it's coming. The range on these guys is ridiculous now.
But where?
I think they're gonna arc it out. I mean, think about it. Steph Curry walks into
further back from the top of the key.
Correct. I think Steph Curry walks into the gym. That's his range,
mm-hmm.
and everybody's following suit. Buddy Hill, Trey Young.
Because you can't
Luka.
Do it in the corners. There's not enough.
No, that's
court.
Not enough room. No.
So maybe you talk about around the wing.
Top of the key, around the wings.
On the wings, you just add another half semi arc.
Correct.
That's interesting.
I think the NBA. I mean, I think Adam Silver is innovative and progressive enough.
Could you imagine
to try
that?
I think it can happen. I know the Big Three League, which Ice Cube has, I think they do something like that.
It's a circle.
Correct.
Right.
So I think on that spot, or what was it, the NBA All-Star Game needs to put a spot out there.
Yeah.
I think it's something like that's going to happen soon. I think Adam Silva is bold enough to try it. If it doesn't work, just go back to the old way.
Like I said, on the regular season finale, I'm not even real. I'm done. I'm done talking. AD, that's all, folks. Have fun. I'm done.
Peace
as far
out.
As I'm concerned, you're going to leave the organization in a better place.
No question.
And I love what CBSSports.com has. And their mock draft at number 7, your New Orleans Pelicans draft.
Kobe White, North Carolina, freshman point guard. Dude is 6'5".
Let me tell you something. If David Silver says that.
Oh, you're going to.
First off, you'll know.
Oh, no question.
If the Wizards don't go there. Now, let me ask you. Because the Wizards at 6, I have no idea what's going on with John Wall.
No, I mean, he popped the Achilles, and from what I understand,
he may not be back next year.
Correct.
Am I not going, Kobe?
I would.
Same area.
I would.
You got built-in NC fans, essentially, right around the corner.
Correct. So if you are taking Kobe White, now the Pelicans are at 7, who do you take? I got my guy ready.
Who you got?
I'm going DeAndre Hunter.
DeAndre Hunter.
If he's there, and the Pelicans are at 7.
Yeah, if he's there.
Yeah.
But in this one, they have him going at 5.
Truth. I'm probably going to go small forward. I think a guy, I'm not big on Cam Reddish. I know a lot of people are. I'm not big on Cam Reddish. I think he was kind of the forgotten guy. It's still too high.
Wow, you're scrolling.
Yeah, because there's a guy who I love at Tennessee.
You're now in the 20s.
I am. I think it's way too high, but I think the Pelicans need a small forward in the worst way, and I don't see anybody here that's worth picking that high.
Okay. Eddie, thanks for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover. What you got for us, bud?
Yeah, guys, I can't get your radio station.
Hello?
He cut out. He dropped.
Yeah, our stations, obviously, we're going through tower repair. So TuneIn Radio app, and what was the other one you said?
Simple Radio app as well. If you guys are out there, you can pass the information on. So it's TuneIn Radio app, Simple Radio app, and you're probably going to need that for about another week or so.
Yeah.
And hopefully I think after less. That, yeah, hopefully know, less, but after that,
even
be good to go.
Even still, you don't have to be in the car to listen to us.
Correct.
You know, and you don't have to be in the area. I mean, you travel.
Yes,
indeed. You can be in other states.
I never miss a show.
And still be able to tune us in. Yeah, I know.
I'd like to text in often and tell you exactly what I think about what you're saying.
Which about 90% of the time is wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to tell you that you're wrong. I mean, it's just what I do.
So let me ask you this. When you start looking at it, if I'm the Cavs, I got no face. Really, will you go there?
No.
Do you think their experience at Kyrie Irving keeps them from going Ja Morant? Or is Ja Morant just the absolute clear next player if it's not Zion Williamson above him?
For me, I think Ja is. But for the Cleveland Cavaliers, why would you do it? You just picked up Colin Sexton. I mean, what was it, last year? Or this coming year in the draft. So why would you double down like that?
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. You had a big dominant point guard-led team with Kyrie, and you saw how that went.
Yeah.
Didn't go well until LeBron came back. So, but again, I'm with you. I think that kid can play.
No question.
I think there's going to be movement left and right, man.
I do, too. I think there's going to be a lot of NBA trades that go down, and I think...
See, I'm scared some team lower than 10 is going to come in and throw in some stuff to the Cavs. Because they're no... Cavs and Bulls are nowhere near in the Suns. They're not... Well,
no,
I don't know.
They're not close.
Okay, the Suns, Devin Booker, has dropped 50 this year.
Yeah, I like Devin Booker a lot, but he's a one-trick pony.
Okay. Who else are you sold on Aiden?
I'm not.
I'm not either.
I'm not.
In terms of, like, he's not AD.
No. No. He's still developing. And the crazy thing is even for big guys when they come into the league, there should be one thing you should be able to do, if nothing else, play defense.
Because the reason I said that is, what if the Suns, not a lot of people are thinking, let's say they get the 2 pick.
Yeah.
Or the 3 pick.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if I'm the Pels and at the worst I stay a 7. I'm still trying to get in the top 4.
No question.
If I get the 4th pick, I'm still trying to get in the top 2 or 3.
Of course.
The Suns, let's say they say, okay, Ayton and Booker, everyone else is touchable. Who do you want? And we'll take it. Because the reason I say that, Phoenix is trying to get a new arena.
They are. They're going to need Booker.
If they get the 1st pick, they're absolutely not trading Zion.
Yeah, they're going Zion.
Okay? Because we saw that community supports hoops. They love hoops. Now you get that name, all of a sudden you got a brand new ball, a brand new arena.
Correct.
Would they trade to get AD in there? And again, AD, Phoenix and LA, it's closer than it is now.
Mm-hmm.
That is a community that absolutely loves hoops. He won't have to worry ever that his face ain't on the, you know, compared to the Cardinals.
Correct.
Over there. Hoops can be bigger than the football team over there.
Yeah, you're right about that.
And their baseball team. Dude,
the Diamondbacks,
dude, in the days of Nash and them.
Oh, I mean, you couldn't.
Come on.
I mean, I'll say this.
I stayed up and purposely watched the Phoenix Suns.
For as much credit as, and I think Alvin Gentry is actually trying to build the Phoenix Suns, not the Golden State Warriors. I think if he could build that team, oh man, that'd be fun to
but
watch.
But who led it?
That was Nash. You had to have a point guard.
I think Drew's somewhat so like that, but I still think you need a point guard.
We already know Drew doesn't want to be on the ball, so to make him a point guard would just be ridiculous.
I can't even imagine having Ja Morant or Kobe White.
Man, I tell you what, either one, and I'm
Kobe with his size.
I love that's what
and
I love.
I'm not saying Ja can't, but give me Drew Holiday and Kobe White back, you know, next to one another, dude.
I'm all in. I'm all in. I think you go.
You know. Quick break. We come back. We'll close out with Travis, who's giving us a call here. We talk a little playoffs and just we're daydreaming. But this is my point. David Griffin needs the next several weeks.
Yeah.
And thank goodness from May 14th to draft night, you got some time because you can do a lot. And do you wait on draft night to trade AD?
I'm glad
to try to put the pressure on teams.
I'm glad the draft is before free agency.
Yeah.
That makes me good.
Oh,
feel good.
I'm saying, look, free agency, the lottery, which you're going to have, and the AD trade.
Yeah.
You have 3 ways to build this team into a playoff roster. You can do it. Sports Hangover continues next.
Oh, yeah, for over 60. 65 years, Golden Motors has been your local Chevy Buick new car dealer. I'm sure you've seen us around supporting our local schools, charities, and organizations. That's just our way to say thanks to all of you for being there for us at Golden Motors. Looking for a new Chevy or Buick? Or looking for that new or pre-owned any make and model? Give us a call at 325-1000 or visit us on the World Wide Web at goldenmotors.com. Golden Motors, Chevy, find new roads.
What would happen to your business if critical files were deleted? Would your company be able to recover if struck by a disaster, a virus, or even a power outage? With our local ETEL Business Data Center's backup and recovery services, your data is safe under any condition. Our 24-hour monitoring and redundant power keeps your systems and data protected in the safest place possible. Get a quote at EATELbusiness.com.
Come into Firehouse Subs and try the brisket sub, piled high with brisket that smoked 16 hours and sliced to perfection and topped with cheddar cheese and sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce. Or try the new Cajun chicken sub, full of flavor and only around for a limited time. Firehouse Subs slices their meat daily in-house to provide the freshest quality product. Go to FirehouseSubs.com or download the Firehouse Subs app and use our online ordering. Give Firehouse Subs in Houma or Thibodeau a call for all of your catering needs. Firehouse Subs wants to wish the Nicholls State Baseball Team the best of luck this season.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back. Sports Hangover, final segment of the day, unfortunately. How does 3 hours fly by that?
I don't know, man. This is crazy.
We got to get online three, Joey, TJ. Travis, I need that. What's up, Travis? How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm feeling really good. No more LeBron talk, no more LeBron hate because my boy's not playing no more, so I'm all right.
Well, yeah, it's funny you say that. You need to go to my Twitter account because I just retweeted a beautiful two-minute parody of what LeBron is doing during the playoffs right
now. Nothing to do with basketball.
He's doing his little dance by the pool, holding a glass of wine. Doing a selfie video, driving his kids in the carpool, and they say, "Dad, can you drop us off at school already?" It's good stuff,
oh,
man.
You just can't lay off.
I can't, baby. What you got, Travis?
I wanted to say, I heard you guys talking about the Phoenix were getting number one, and honestly, if I was Phoenix, you'll be able to tell a lot by what they want to do with their team, as far as do they want to win or do they want to keep being lottery picks, based on if they get the number one pick. Because honestly, if I'm Phoenix and I want to, and I get the number one pick, I'm studying whoever's number two. I'm studying him for everything and it's worth it. Because if they want to win games, then the best pick for them is John Morant. And if you, I honestly think John Morant is going to be a better pro than Zion Williams. Now, it's going to be really hard to tell your fan base on drafting John Morant over Zion Williamson, excuse me. But I just think that his game would transfer better to the NBA than Zion. That's my take on it. And I know that's not a very friendly take for a lot of people who just love the Zion kid. But I, like I said before, a long time ago, Gus, I have my issues with this guy being the weight of Shaq in his rookie season and being the height of LeBron. And putting that kind of torque and movement on his body for 82 games.
Yeah. Let me ask you, man. Who would you take?
Well, I took John Morant. I love John Morant. And I don't know why a lot of people aren't sold on Cam Reddish. Like, everyone just overlooks him, and that's amazing to me. I think Cam Reddish is a better pro prospect than R.J. Barrett. Listen, hey, I know it's a hot thing, but I think R.J. Barrett has a lot of development to do, and you got to get R.J. Barrett with someone who's going to teach him the NBA game. I don't care who his godfather is. His godfather plays point guard. He's not a point guard. He's a small forward. Somebody's got to get in his ear and let him know the small forward game in the NBA, and I think Cam Reddish's game can transfer a little bit better to the NBA than R.J. Barrett.
Based on what exactly?
I think that the game of the NBA has become more, 3 and D, and I don't think R.J. Barrett plays really good defense for Duke. I think RJ Barrett showed a lot of holes in his game, which didn't play very well when Zion was on the court. I don't think he showed that he was a really good leader. I'm very scared of him as a top 3 pick, to be honest with you.
I'll say this. I definitely think there's a lot of options and a lot of places that you can go to. I think the Pels can use the AD trade, free agency, and the lottery to really build a team that I think can be competitive next year for an A spot. I really honestly do. So, Travis, I'll ask you this. What is the must, like the absolute bare minimum you get back from AD in that trade? What is it you want? Is it a face? Is it a playmaker? Is it draft picks? Is it a combination of young players and veterans? Do you want bulk? Like, what will shape your AD trade for you?
Future picks. I don't want anything now. I want everything in the future. A good telltale sign, and I know you don't like it, but I played like 2024 with the Lakers, whatever LeBron's contract is, but every time he leaves the team, they go straight to lottery picks. So I'm insuring myself lottery picks. But you find out moving their players, you know, towards the back half of the season. I just want to pick. I mean, I think you kind of want to accept base. I want LeBron's son. That's what I tell LeBron. Like, yeah, you want to get AD, huh? Yeah, we got your son now. It's from the field, you know. But I mean, I want future picks. I don't want players now. I want players down the road. I want players down the line. I want these future high school kids because the one and done rule is going to go away. I want
to pick. Why am I not surprised that Travis wants to do something that's going to help LeBron?
No.
Don't surprise me at all.
I knew that would come off like that. But no, I'm honestly looking at the fact that every single team that he just left the Cavaliers. They're top 3 lottery right now. Every time he leaves the team, he leaves that team for everything that's at work. Like they are completely gutted. They have nothing left. And they go straight to lottery when he leaves.
Here's the problem with your theory this time, though, Travis. Here's the problem with your theory. In your premise, you're saying trade Anthony Davis to the Lakers so that you can possibly have future first-round picks, which will be in a lottery once LeBron James retires, correct? But if you're trading Anthony Davis to the Lakers along with LeBron James, and you're counting on, if you're the Los Angeles Lakers, LeBron James and Anthony Davis, you're counting on more help coming. Once LeBron retires, you're still going to have Anthony Davis and another top superstar, possibly another guy. It's not going to work out that way. So it won't be beneficial to the Pelicans to trade him to LA, even if it is for future first-round picks. I give you credit for one thing, though, bro. You are the hot take king, my man. If it comes to LeBron James, you are the hot take king. You are all in team LeBron.
Travis, I got your number, right? Joey gave me your number.
Yeah.
He's coming in one day, Brian.
Please let me be here.
Yeah.
Because I got to see my man Travis. I got to meet the man that invented hot takes and hot cakes, baby. Got to have him in the morning.
Hey, man, good stuff to you.
Appreciate you, Travis, man.
We'll have you in here soon, I promise, before May 14th. I'm looking forward to Lottery Day. I really honestly am. Thanks for the phone call, man. Lottery Day is going to I want everybody. Voodoo priestesses, leprechauns, everybody. Anything that anyone has ever done for good faith and luck. Because, you know,
if the Pels I'll
add,
the first.
I'll add a fourth thing to you, because you said you'd love Ja.
Yeah.
If I would trade down from 1 to 2, would I be nuts? Like, let's say whoever got 2 wants Zion badly enough, it will give me a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And I just go to 2, and then I can have Ja Morant.
You'd be basically doing what the Lakers, I'm sorry, what Boston did to the Lakers. They wanted Jason Tatum the entire time, traded down, and all of a sudden, there you go.
And then I get even more, and I still have to trade AD.
I'm all in, man. Look, can we get to the lottery already?
Can't wait till May 14th, man. I'm going to feel disappointment if we just stay at 7 now.
Same here.
Yeah. Well, come on. According to Jordan, Adam Silver will have that fixed. Thanks for having fun with us.
No worries, man. Glad that now I'm going to enjoy some crawfish in the deck. We're going to get outside.
Thanks to Scott. Thanks to Sharif Oshak as well. Matt Moscone after further reviews up next on ESPN New Orleans.